This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, January 29th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Facebook account of Early Rain Covenant Church in China lists 5 members still in jail, and none of the lawyers representing the clients have been allowed to see them yet. Last week, in addition to police arresting another female member of the church, the family members of those still in detention have had their bank accounts frozen. Continue praying for Pastor Wang Yi that the kingdom of Satan would be destroyed and Christ's kingdom further established in China. The saints cry out in Revelation 6:10, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Muslim terrorists attacked a Catholic church in the Philippines, killing 20 people and wounding another 87. The attack, attributed to ISIS, occurred Sunday on Jolo Island in the south of the country. Salvador Pinelo, spokesman for Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte, told the press, quote, "The armed forces of the Philippines will rise to the challenge and crush these godless criminals," end quote. Islam has been active on the island of Jolo since the 1380s. However, overall, only 6% of Filipinos call themselves Muslims. America has regained a little freedom since President Donald Trump's inauguration in 2017. The newly released Heritage Foundation's 2018 Freedom Index indicates that America has climbed to the 12th freest nation with a freedom ranking of 76.8%. The index dropped from 81% free to 75% free under the Barack Obama administration. The most free nations in the world remain Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand, Switzerland, and Australia. The death toll caused by the latest Ebola outbreak in the Congo has topped 440 out of 700-plus cases so far. The Beni region of the Congo has been doubly oppressed by attacks from rebel groups, including the Allied Democratic Forces out of western Uganda. The numbers are in. The Congressional Budget Office estimates a $3 billion loss for the U.S. economy with the government shutdown. Effectively, the shutdown meant that 800,000 government employees received a 35-day paid furlough, and the American taxpayers carried the bill. The CBO also estimates a federal deficit of $900 billion for 2019, a 15% increase over last year's deficit, and a 54% increase over President Obama's last deficit. Barely 20 to 30 parents showed up to the Sacramento, California Capitol on Friday to protest a new 1,000-page comprehensive sex education policy for California schools. The bill mandating the new sex ed regimen, AB 329, was approved by Governor Jerry Brown in 2015, and the Department of Education is just now preparing an implementation of the policy. Stephanie Yates, mom and founder of Informed Parents of California, attended the rally and said she was horrified by the new guidelines.
"We want to let lawmakers know that we reject AB 329, which is the Comprehensive Sexual Education. It's triple X rated.
The guidelines encourage public schools to bring transgendered individuals into the kindergarten classrooms to introduce children to various perversions. Junior high kids will be introduced to all forms of sexual sin, and both the middle and high school guidelines reference quote-unquote spiritual abuse, which is defined as, quote, forcing others to adhere to rigid gender roles and not allowing partners to do things they enjoy, end quote. The National Review has published an article pointing out how Amanda Spielman, England's chief regulator of schools, is, quote, waging war against religious schools, end quote. Her regulators penalized a Jewish school for girls under the age of 8 for not teaching pupils about gender reassignment and sexualities. In a speech given to the Church of England's Foundation for Educational Leadership a year ago, Ms. Spielman suggested that her inspectors might be allowed to monitor Sunday schools in order to weed out the radical elements promoting so-called extremism. But Jesus said, "Woe unto the world because of offenses. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Matthew 18:7-9. In God's powerful providence, a cold snap is hitting the states this week, with 75% of the nation experiencing freezing temps. Atlanta is expecting 2 inches of snow as the city prepares for the 53rd Super Bowl. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.